Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Psalm chapter 2, verse 7. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." Promises. Promises. President-elect Donald Trump has made a lot of them, leaving us to wonder if he'll really follow through. God has made a lot of promises, too. However, there is no need to wonder if God will follow through on his promises, because God always makes good on his word. The days before Christmas are a perfect time to ponder the most important promise ever made and the most difficult promise ever to keep. That promise was made immediately after Adam and Eve plunged themselves and the entire world into sin. God confronted them about what they had done, and then, with a love so great no human can ever understand it, he made a promise. "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." Those words were spoken to the devil, but they were a promise of hope for Adam and Eve, and for all people. This was God's promise of forgiveness and salvation. It foreshadowed the time when Jesus would crush the devil's head and undo the devil's damage by Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Talk about a big promise. Satan immediately went to work to derail God's plan, even as God went to work to fulfill it perfectly. But when God makes a promise, it's as good as done. Don't forget that. Look at the rock-solid certainty of God's word as he spoke in the garden, "He will crush your head." Look at the certainty of his promise in Psalm 2, verse 7. "You are my son, today I have become your father." Those words pointed ahead to the coming Christ and were written about 1,000 years before Jesus was even born. And yet, God makes it plain that as far as he's concerned, it's as good as done. He doesn't say, "The Lord is doing his best, and if everything comes together, this may just work, but keep your fingers crossed." No, God declares in Psalm 2 that his will is done. Nations can conspire against God and his plan to no avail. The devil can plot, scheme, and seethe. So what? Here's what Jesus himself had to say about the biggest promise ever made and the most difficult promise ever to keep. "It is finished." God kept his promise. "Your sins are forgiven. Through faith in God's Son, heaven is your home." And something else. If God can keep this promise, he can most assuredly keep any other. Discover what those other promises are, and be assured of this: he will keep those too. O Lord, my God, thank you that your promises never fail. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.